Okay, we're back again in the next segment of Program 3 of April the 15th. Oh, my goodness, Tax Day in America. And I got a little carried away, and I ran past my required break, and I was in the middle of talking about the sanctity of human life and how it's common ground for those who are Catholic and non-Catholic who really believe. And the single most egregious thing that we have done, which actually began in the 1930s, the same time that the cultural Marxists came to America and began to, well, destroy our culture, the seven mountains of culture. The idea that we could kill a child in utero, and now it's even, well, live birth, dissection of the baby they call a fetus outside the womb. Can you say the former governor of Virginia? Hell's not going to be hot enough for him. I don't wish anybody go there, truly. I don't. No sentient being eternally in a place we can't imagine, but figuratively, hell isn't hot enough for people who carve up children, whether they're what we call fetuses, and we don't. I call them all babies from the moment that they're conceived, to those actually outside the womb that are callously. Well, we just make them comfortable until they die. Nonsense. The great indication, the single greatest indication of a moral depravity of America that this station stands against, WCGA, and this one won't be edited, I can assure you. The greatest sin of America is what we have done to innocent children. And we see it now in the other expressions of the pedophilia that is rampant in Hollywood, and I think rampant in our government leaders, the cockroaches that are up there. It's pandemic, and America is going to pay a price. The single greatest indicator of America's slide into immorality is the abortion issue and what our fellow citizens say, well, you know, the right to choose to kill a baby. Nonsense. And this station stands against it. And I pray that every listener out there to wonderful coastal Georgia, AM 1100 WCGA, agrees with that statement, resonates with it, and is willing to help us as we take a firm legal stand against that and other issues that are destroying America. And folks, as I tried to establish in the opening segment, I think I have the track record to at least say what I say with some measure of credibility. Well, if I don't, how about Franklin Graham? I was at a pastor's conference. I'm not a pastor, but I happened to be at a pastor's conference at First Baptist Church of Jacksonville. I believe it was on January the 26th of 2015, and I had just myself put in writing my thoughts that, you know, America was kind of on its way out. There were some indications of tough days ahead, and I'd said, you know, I think God's beginning to judge America. In a few years, we're going to see that. Well, Franklin Graham just said quite simply, he said, America's toast. We have killed too many babies, and we have done too many other things against one man and one wife being joined together for a physical lifetime, reproducing physically and spiritually unhindered, as often as they're given the opportunity across the ages, until we stand at Revelation 17:10, and we watch Satan receive what is due him for what he has done and what he's doing in this time today that we call dying America. You can't kill children. Can't do it. Can't get away with it. You can't stand for it or advocate for it. And there is a particular party in this country that I've come to loathe with a hatred that's intense, that has that in their platform. I have no use for, and forgive me, Lord, compassion on those who are of that persuasion. Life is sacred, and I thank my Catholic brothers and sisters that have that view in America. Uniquely, was a nation where Catholics and non-Catholics could focus on common purpose, forget some of the other doctrinal issues, and move to build a righteous nation that Alexis de Tocqueville said was, at the time in the 19th century, a sleeping giant, but certainly filled with the most religious people he'd ever seen on the face of the earth. And if we wanted to conquer the world, there'd be no one to stop us. Well, that's the Woody version of what de Tocqueville said, but you can read it for yourself. He said, America's a sleeping giant, a lot of good people there, and they're different. And we have continued to be until the 1960s or 70s when we began the slide, about the time that Hillary Clinton went to law school and other things changed. And we decided on, in January... I'm having a senior moment here. I think January the 23rd of 1973, that abortion should be the law of the land, Roe versus Wade. And the same day, the man who was responsible for that, more than anything else, Lyndon Baines Johnson, died of a heart attack. The judgment on America is going to be pretty great if we continue in the direction that we're going. And we can't allow it to continue. Well, do we take the streets with guns? And I'm not advocating that whatsoever. That's not biblical. But we may stand up and say, thus saith the Lord, or here's what my daddy said, who took a bullet for this country. Thou shalt not kill children. Thou shalt not waste the people's funds on those who won't use them wisely to correct their lives. Thou shalt not cross the borders of this country without permission, though we welcome your tired and your huddled masses in accordance with our laws, not flaunting them. Folks, WCGA exists for a purpose. It has a message. I'm privileged to articulate some of it, but I hope I'm just a vanguard that generates others out there with the same passion I have to come and do what I'm doing. I hope I create my replacement, frankly. I hope when I say so long on the 31st of July and begin whatever's next in what broadcasting I may or may not do, somebody else sits down in the chair and it's still warm, and they say, welcome, I'm Joe Smith, and I'm here to talk to you for a while about why WCGA needs to continue. Or, I'm Joe Smith and I'm sitting in this still warm chair where Woody used to sit to continue the fight. In fact, I got more stuff to say than he did, and I can say it even better. I'd love to see that happen. My purpose is really just to kind of help get things started, to get people involved, to begin turning this into a 50,000-watt station, to identify those people out there in a certain matrix that grows out of a book called The Man Cove, that will eventually produce 3,136 people committed to this station, not just casual listeners, but people every day that are praying for this station, that are praying for the Coxes, that are praying for the broadcast talk show host that you hear, that are doing all you can for the great reawakening of now dying America. Father in heaven, please, please, by your power, by your grace, by your mercy, allow us to be successful. Cause the people to listen that need to listen. Cause those everyday Joes who know something is wrong to step forward and say, I'm going to do something. And I'm going to do something good. Once again, I've overrun. We're going to have to edit this down, but join us, if you will, on the backside. Thank you.